Please welcome from Short Hills, New Jersey, 16-year-old Alicia Silverstein. Welcome to the show, Alicia.
Thanks.
Why don't you tell everybody what we're going to play together?
We're going to play the first movement of Claude Debussy's Sonata for Violin and Piano in D minor.
Now, this is not only a beautiful piece, but it occupies a very important place in Debussy's output.
This was the last piece he ever wrote. It was intended to be the third of a set of six sonatas he wrote for his wife, Emma, for different instruments, but he died of cancer shortly after this sonata's completion. So
he was... He was we didn't get a piano sonata from him for starters, so I'm bitter about that. But he was already, I guess, quite ill when he was writing this piece.
There's
a sort of wistfulness about it. Really glad you brought it. Let's hear it. Take it from the top.
Thank you.
Alicia Silverstein, 16-year-old violinist from Short Hills, New Jersey, playing the opening movement of Claude Debussy's Sonata for Violin and Piano. It was a beautiful performance, and I really appreciate you bringing that piece, one of the great pieces for violin. Just wonderful. Now, you say that your own personality is actually a great match for the violin. Why is that? Was that trial and error? Did you try the accordion and various other things, or has this always been the case?
Well, I've played the violin since I was 2 years old, so I also played the viola, which I've played since I was 8.
Nobody is a good match for the viola, I guess, right?
No, I actually love the viola.
Really? Okay.
I guess just partially because this has almost always been with me, the violin. It's special for me.
What sort of personality traits do you associate with the violin that would say describe you as well?
I'm too neurotic not to be a violinist in that it's very precise more than the viola, so I'm very opinionated and...
Violists don't really care that much, I guess.
No, it's not like that, but you don't have to be quite as precise.
True, that's very true. Well spoke, I'm glad you said it, not me. Now, you're intense about the violin now in your studies and in your work, but for a number of years, you were saying you didn't work that hard at it, or were you just having a good time, or were you not into it, or what was the story?
Well, I worked very, very hard from the time I was especially 4 to 7, and from the time that I was about 8 to 13, I was sort of figuring out what I wanted to do with it, and it just reached a point that I didn't want to work that hard. Mm-hmm. But during the time that I wasn't working that hard, I started playing a lot of chamber music and really developed my love for that. But I think I needed that time to not work so hard and just to sort of come to music on my own terms. Mm-hmm. Not.
And so now you're pretty certain you want to be a musician for the rest of your life?
Yeah, this is what I'm doing, so.
So not an option to do something else. Good.
Correct.
For you.
Thank you.
As a working musician, at least you can sleep late. You have to tell the story for all of our parents in the audience about how your mom had to wake you up one time.
Especially before, but still now, I have trouble getting out of bed in the morning, partially because time that I often have my best practicing energy is at night. So I'm tired in the morning, and one time I really couldn't get out of bed, and my parents tried all kinds of normal things, taking the covers off. My little brother came in and whatever, but it wasn't working. So my mom remembered that we had a foghorn from a trip we took to Yosemite that was supposed to be used to scare away bears, and she used that, and I got right out of bed. So
take note, parents. The foghorn does the trick.
Very good.
It really works. Obviously, and it works all kind of ways. You play beautifully. Thank you, Alicia, for being with us.
Thank you.
Playing the Debussy. Pleasure. Alicia Silverstein, 16-year-old violinist from Short Hills, New Jersey.